T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big Homie's gonna be fine, bro.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, no Guru John Dickinson in. I tell you what, here's how we're gonna start this segment. What you say on the air, what you said to me during the break.
The 81 versus, yeah.
You gotta be careful.
I think the Giants are at a point where they feel they would be better off winning 81 games with Aaron Judge than winning 91 games without Aaron Judge.
And my retort to that would be, can I see the roster of that 91 win team?
Yes.
That's what I would need to see.
Lamont Wade and...
Okay, well, that's where I say...
It's Tyro Estrada Jr.
Okay, well, that's not good enough. That's not good enough, clearly. And Giants fans know that. But I think if Giants fans know they've
Darren
got...
Darren Ruff's going to come back and be on that 91-win team.
Don't do this. I told you that's not enough. So don't go down that well. What I'm saying is, if you put together... a 91-win team that Giants fans think is sustainable, with a couple guys, with three to five guys who are going to be on the team 4 years from now and be better, or get into their prime, and they've already won 91. I don't know. And you know what? Your way too. Very vulnerable to a short term. Very vulnerable to a long term disaster.
Well, the Giants. Well, that's the other rat on the table here.
Right.
The Giants are poised to make a mistake. Like, they are poised to do something that they regret. Or do something that provides them with a short-term boost, maybe in terms of ticket sales or excitement, but long-term winds up being a setback. Because it does feel like they are invested in having to sign a star above all else. And, like, being good is going to be part of it, but being good—it's almost like, hey, Farhan.
Well,
you then sign Aaron Judge, and then you're so smart, you're so great, you figure out how to make sure we win after we do that. Even though you maybe don't want to do it, or it's against your sensibilities to pay him what it's going to cost to pay him to bring him in here.
I think there's a. There's almost a long-term safeness in not signing Judge as opposed to signing Judge. I think you're right. I mean, to me, I'm actually protect my the way I'm thinking is, you go get Judge and you pay him $350, and he has a good year, an okay year, and then it's like, uh-oh. I mean, you're in big trouble then.
Unless you're so good that you can offset it.
I'm not assuming
with young players. And, yeah, I mean, it's
why okay,
there's
so
a way.
So you're going to win. You're going to sign Judge for $350 million. He's going to decline, but you're going to be really good?
Well, the hope would be, I think, for a lot of teams, that now you've got a bunch of young players that are coming up that aren't making a lot of money, because they're young players that were drafted, and those players are better players if Judge declines, but you've still got a guy that's going to hit you 30 home runs, let's say.
Well, and that's the guy that Giants fans are going to pay to see for the new generation. they buy tickets at that point.
But you need something now. You need it now.
And
because it's not wait. And I you mean, can buddy, make the case Farhan
buddy,
needs
we're talking
it now.
On, we're only talking about 6-9 months.
Farhan needs it now.
Does he? If they're if halfway through the year they're right there, they're in it. Well, I just think here's what I think is a joke. They don't get Judge. It's Farhan's fault. Hit the pike. They don't get Judge. It's because.
Well, it's
because he didn't want to come here. It's not because of Farhan Zaidi. Let's get some calls here going. Let's go to Bob. Bob's in San Francisco. Hey, man, what's going on, buddy? What do you got?
Hey, I love the show, guys.
Thank
you. The show. I think the Giants need two bats, especially now since the National League has a DH, because that's kind of a joke. So, you know, you need at least two bats, because this team last year just didn't have it. They didn't have the firepower. And then as far as the pitching wasn't that great either. So I think you get Judge to help fill the seats for the next few years, and then you get some more, you know, you work your farm system, you try to get better that way like we did the previous year. I think that's the way it should probably go. And then one thing I want to mention was let's not forget Sandoval, all right, as part of that original crew you named off, because there was we weren't going to win 12 or 14 without him. So let's, give him his credit.
Oh, come on, Bob. You're mad at me because I forgot a name. Come on. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I said, I didn't say Woody Reeder either. He's a big, big factor. I didn't say,
when?
Huh? Johnny Cueto. He was on a championship team, wasn't he?
Who?
Now,
What are you talking
about? I'll tell you who I'm thinking of.
Reeder was.
Don't say a word to me. I know he was before 2010. I know that. I'm thinking of the guy who threw a no-hitter, the lefty.
Okay, I know who you're thinking of. Jonathan Sanchez.
That's who I'm saying. I didn't mention Jonathan Sanchez.
It's fine.
Hey. I didn't mention Sergio
Marco
Romo.
Scudero.
Hit that buzzer or the ding.
Jonathan Sanchez.
I didn't mention Brian Wilson.
Not to be confused with.
I didn't mention
Freddie
Cody
Sanchez.
Ross. Getting sick of this. I was rolling. I was in a Matt Cain. I was in a good mood. Let's go to Trevor. Trevor's in San Francisco.
You want to name some more Giants?
I can. Don't you bet your ass I can.
Right, right.
Thank you.
Hey,
Trevor, what's going on, man?
Hey, you forgot Sergio Romo. You forgot Hector Sanchez. but listen, guys, the Giants definitely need some new energy here. I think if we could get Judge, then we can get him. But I wouldn't go against the middle of the pack, the kind of free agents that the Giants have signed throughout the last few years that have won us championships, like Barry Zito. I wouldn't go past that approach because it's worked for us in the past. And we could screw ourselves going all in on Judge at once.
All right. Thanks for the call, Trevor.
Barry Zito was a big boy signing. Like, he was the number one free agent pitcher on the market at the point that he was signed.
No, he was.
And it looked for 3 years like it was a complete failure. And really, he never performed at the level. I mean, never. He helped him
so
10 to 12.
Here's the other thing that follow me here. And maybe you're going to say I'm unbelievably naive.
You know what, though? Just real quick on the Zito thing, because it did make me click to what you were saying about, well, what if you sign Judge and Judge declines or isn't what you expect him to be? The Zito model is kind of how it would have to be. It would be Zito made a ton of money, and he was the number one paid guy, but he was the fifth best guy. But the other four were so good that... All right, you're paying your third guy like you shouldn't be paying Zito, and you're paying. So that's the example anyway.
So let's say I'm a Giants fan and you're the GM, and I think you're really smart, okay? And you're just you're a buddy of mine, and you say we shouldn't sign Judge. We should go after three, 8, and 15. We shouldn't sign Judge.
Okay.
So, if you're a Giants fan, who really is a smart Giants fan, you know that sign and judge isn't the best course of action. So you said there's 20,000 that are going to be there. If you've got to have something special to get to 40.
Right. The other 20.
My point is, you'll never get there if you lose. Like, you'll never. Like, if you're actually telling me,
yeah,
the
losing's,
if you're actually
not an option.
If you're telling me right now that Farhan, he kind of doesn't want to do it. Kind of doesn't want to do it. They sign Judge, and he was right. It doesn't work. Well, now what do they have? They have nothing. They have zero.
Correct.
If they get, again, 3, 9, and 15, and they're gonna have the 20. Well, now they have a chance to win. Okay, they don't have the superstars. They don't have Judge. But guess what? We wouldn't have won with Judge, maybe.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
Now we have a damn good, solid team that we think we can. It could be good for the next 6 years.
It wouldn't surprise me if that's the way that Farhan Zaidi would prefer to go about it.
And it might be the way it ends up.
But Farhan Zaidi also knows, regardless of how they go about it, I think we quibble about hot seat or not hot seat. I really do think the Giants have to be a winning team next year, or he might be fired.
What if they're a losing team with Judge?
I think he'd probably be fired. Unless there's an agreement when he goes in with the ownership and says, I don't want to do this, but if you want to do it, we'll do it, but it ain't on me. If it doesn't work, because I'm telling you, it makes it harder for us to be good. All of that's on the table.
See, I think this is the fan you might be talking about, Mikey Dubs. Maybe not. I know Judge is probably a bad signing, but the ignorance in me wants a star. Well, you know what, Mikey Dubs? You're an honest man. I appreciate that.
But that's the other, again, that's the other 20,000.
Well, guess what?
That you need to fill a park now.
So, what? Okay, fair. But my point is,
the Giants weren't filling the park with 42,000 diehards.
My
we all
point
know
is,
that.
If this is the way you go about it, and you're right, Judge is probably a bad signing, but I still want him anyway, because I'm a fan. They get him. You're gung-ho. He doesn't work out. Now you're going to stink for 5 more years. Like, what good is that? You know what I mean? Like, what good is that? Like, the star power will have lasted 2 years, and then people are over it.
But losing is not an option at this point for Farhan Zaidi. Like,
you're talking about Zaidi. I'm talking about a bigger picture of the Giants. I think you're right on Zaidi. I'm talking about a bigger picture of getting the Giants back in play with the Warriors and with the 49ers.
Well, they would, I mean, getting Judge would be the start of that. But getting good is the rest of it. I mean, I think it's the same answer.
Yeah, see,
But you got to get good and have the star power. That's where we differ. It's not 107 proved it, Steiny. 107 See, proved that winning is not good enough. Winning with any team is not good enough for this fan base.
Like correct.
You've got to win and have the star power.
Correct. And where I'm going to parse words is the star power doesn't necessarily have to be established at this moment.
It does now, though. Because,
no.
Well, it does.
No.
It does. See, that's
why.
That's where I disagree.
Because you don't think they can wait. Let's.
They can't wait 2 more years for a star to develop.
Okay, come. Just let me go to an extreme
example. Go ahead.
They don't get Judge, but they get Swanson.
Okay.
And Correa. Because you said nobody can touch Judge. Let's say they get Trey Turner. Well, they get two of those three guys.
You said, I'll throw back at you. You said 3, 9, and 15.
Okay.
And I just happened, just for fun, on my little list here. Well, I'm going to give you three.
All right.
Trey Turner.
Okay.
Radon. And Wilson Contreras.
Okay.
Catcher.
So, all I'm saying is, okay, Turner, Radon, and who?
And Wilson Contreras.
Okay.
From the Cubs.
You're telling, okay, so I get it.
Or Swanson, yeah, whatever, but you got it. Yeah, those three.
So, what I'm saying, I think we're talking about 6 months, is if you'd sign Judge today, boom, ticket sales go nuts. And you're never going to reach that level any other way because that's Judge. Would you agree with that? Like, I'm conceding that Judge is the gold standard and he will max out the fans' potential and their attendance.
Yes.
Like, I'm giving you that.
Yeah, I don't think any of the other names.
I agree.
There's some good pitching names like DeGrom and Verlander, but
I'm giving you that.
Yeah,
I'm
but
giving
that's
you
different.
That. So they lose out on Judge. They bring these three guys in. It's met with, yeah, maybe the diehards are like, you know what? I like these three. We're going to be good. We're going to be better. And, of course, the other half of the 20 is like, I don't, whatever.
Yeah, I'll see you in August.
Exactly.
If you're good.
Right. Well, you said losing was out of the equation. So under my scenario, they're winning. They're winning at midseason. So while it will never be as good as had they signed Judge in the offseason, even though they might have stunk.
Okay, well.
It'll never be quite as good.
Okay.
Like, you can still start winning with the three guys and over time build something that starts 6 months later than it would have started with Judge.
I think that's fair.
And then long term, you're so much more solid to maintain that base fan, that energized fan base. Because the guys you signed started developing personalities and they were young enough that you knew you'd have them for 4 or 5.
I think that's fair, but you're also in that scenario signing 3-star players.
All right, but this, semantically you said Judge was the only star.
Well, he's in his own level.
Okay.
He is on his own level of star. I'm not even saying like he's as good or sustainable or whatever. I'm just saying star power,
no doubt.
Name value, hits bombs,
yeah.
All rise,
there's
like
no
all
doubt.
Of that.
Right.
Like Trey Turner, Trey Turner's a damn good player. I think a lot of Giants fans are going to be like, Trey Turner?
Well, and that's
who?
What, perfect, that's what I'm
for
saying.
The Dodgers? Fast
that's
guy?
What I'm saying.
It's doubles?
Well, by July, you know, you're 45 and 30, and you're one game out of first. Well, and
Wilson Contreras, wasn't he good in 16 when, like, that was a long time ago.
Contreras was just a name.
I know.
How old is Contreras?
But my point is that's the next tier. That's all I'm saying. Like that's the next tier down.
It is the next tier down, kind of in your mind. But it could actually be better to do it the other way.
Sure, I'm open to that.
And what I'm saying is,
I don't
while the
with that.
Other way won't create a firestorm of energy now, it'll have long-term sustainability. If you sign Judge, say we sold out our season tickets in 2023, whoo, and Judge then starts to decline, and you're not very good at that point. Maybe the young kid, I mean, all of us. What happens in that? You're just going to start decreasing again.
No doubt.
Well, that's worse to me than trying to build a winner with staying power. Not that you're not trying to do that with Judge, but the risk is much greater trying to do that with Judge. Much greater.
Possibly.
And so that's like, well, you're not making...
But there's also a risk, and if you sign 3 players, all 3 players have to hit. And what if only 2 of the 3 hit?
Right.
Then you spent essentially the same amount of money, and you didn't get. So just there's a couple of different ways to look at it.
All right. This is from the Xfinity Mobile text line, JD. Part of the problem of fans not wanting to come out to the ballpark has been the lack of talent, fair, and lack of winning. Well, I'm going to fight you on that, but it's also Kapler's brand of baseball. Where he pulls pitchers all the time, but okay, so
yeah, I'm no Kapler guy. I don't think that's necessarily his fault, although he does become sort of the picture of it.
Can I?
Because he's the one doing it.
See, here's I got to be clear.
Infinite number of outcomes.
Like Steiner, you're just flat out wrong. Fans just want to see bombs and a superstar.
Huh? A lot of fans do though.
I'm not disagreeing with that at all. At all. I feel like we're talking about 2 different things. You sign Judge. You're golden. You're golden right now. That's okay. You're golden. Come on. It's plan 1A.
You win.
Okay.
You win the press conference. You win the offseason.
And you win your season ticket.
Sure.
Year.
And then you still have to be good. You got to be good both ways. That's my point.
Okay.
But you're ahead of the game if you get judged. You're ahead of the game.
And what I'm saying is, in this market, with these fans,
mm-hmm.
over time, you can absolutely, positively weather the storm of not getting Judge if you put a team out on the field that's good and growing, or good with a potential to become better over time.
Yes, but I think the Giants have made the calculation that they don't have 3-4 more years to be
the Giants haven't made that, or Farhan hasn't.
I think the Giants above Farhan have made. I think they miscalculated their fan base, Steiny.
How so? Explain that.
I think they thought that their fan base would be patient and show up as long as they won, even without star power, even without the one name that you knew was going to be out there every day that you could count on to hit bombs and be a draw, be somebody that you stop and watch. I think they thought that they had a heartier, more hardcore fan base, I think, than they actually had. And I think they're now thinking, we got to go the other way.
Okay.
I think they miscalculated. And I think it was based on the misconception that the teams that won championships didn't have stars. Like, I think they...
Gotcha.
Like, they kind of got caught up in, well, when these guys are really star? Well,
who?
I think the Giants did, actually. As much as they were marketing it the other way, I think they thought that they were the secret sauce.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the players were truly the same, if that makes sense.
All right. This is...
No? Okay.
No, I just... I'm a little confused because... You spent a lot of this argument talking about that they were stars, the Giants players, that we tend to overlook
right.
How great and how star.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. They had star power.
Okay. But
more
the organization believed that they weren't really stars
at a
high level.
I think as they started to plan.
Okay. That's what I didn't get. That's
I
what
think
I didn't
as
understand.
They started to plan,
okay.
Like, hey, you know what? Nobody. It's kind of your point. Well, nobody thought any of these guys were stars at the beginning, and then we won a lot, and then they grew into being stars. So we can do that again. Like we can do that, and the names on the back of the jersey don't matter as much as the name on the front of the jersey because these are Giants fans, and I think they've miscalculated that they can keep getting away with that at a greater level. And I think the 107 year says,
Yeah. See.
They miscalculated it. I think they thought they had a harder core fan base.
415, you guys are missing out on Swanson, check out not only his numbers, but his highlights. He'd be a great addition.
That'd be great.
That's what I mean.
Sure. Give me Swanson, Contreras, in a pitcher.
Right. And I get it. He won't create as much buzz as Judge, right? There's no doubt.
He will not.
But maybe by midseason, you start to get the fan. Hey, they're looking at Swanson, man. He's fun. You see Swanson? Yeah, we're good. Swan hats. We got Swanny hats. Mm-hmm. That's right, baby. They're $9.99. Like, that could happen. And then, boom, you're back in business, even though it wasn't Judge. That'd be my best case scenario. And you're not we're on the same page. You know I'm right on this. I got to show people. See that bot? JD, did you see the ring you're going to get tonight?
I'm going to get?
Well, as a media member, you get one.
Oh, okay.
It's not like it's a real ring.
Sure.
But I'm going to show the ring that they're going to be giving out at Chase Center tonight. You'll be there. Warriors, LA Clippers, 7 o'clock start.
Yeah.
6 o'clock Warriors Live.
That's it.
JD. We'll be back on the other side.
It's JP with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
All right, no Daryl the Guru Johnson today. JD instead. We got a half hour left, and then we turn it over to Damon Bruce and what do you think of this one? Allen Styles make fights. You like that? You like that? Nothing?
Number one.
That's good.
Okay. I mean, you could say it stinks. You got to say something.
That's a two.
There you go.
You're better than that.
Thank you.
It's a two.
This segment sponsored by the Department of Healthcare Services. By the way, we are celebrating Thanksgiving this Thursday with Cowboys Giants live on 95.7 The Game. Coverage starts at 1 o'clock, kickoff at 1:30, and then join us Friday for live and local shows from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. before the Warriors take on the Utah Jazz Friday night. Don't miss out on any Thanksgiving or Black Friday coverage on the Bay Area Sports Station, 95.7 The Game. JD and I have been batting around Aaron Judge. Should the Giants do it? If they do it, what's going to happen? If they don't do it, what's going to happen? I have one thing written down here, JD, and it was spurred on. We talked about this before the show. We had not brought it to the air, but I am going to give you the text that reminded me, and it's from the 415. You guys got to point out the additional context that the Giants have to compete with the Warriors and Niners for emotional investment and discretionary ticket spending. Both are much more entertaining and have a winning identity. JD, we did talk about that.
Yeah, I mentioned a little bit on the air, but it's just both those teams. I mean, the Warriors, 4 titles. You know, their Joe Montana is Steph Curry.
Correct.
I mean, it just, they're on another level. They're in a completely different universe right now. And the 49ers are a team that everybody believes is contending for a championship, and they have a number of, I wouldn't say they, I mean, McCaffrey might be the closest thing to a superstar, but they have a lot of likable players, and football's a little different. But
what I was wondering is, okay, the Niners, when they got McCaffrey, did they go up a level is it tangible yet?
I don't know if they went up a level. I don't know. Maybe.
You know what I mean? I mean, but another level of excitement.
Yeah, I think so. Because they were starting to be considered underachievers, I think, for the season.
I don't disagree with that. I even think that's kind of a slow build.
People were fraught. I mean, I don't think, like, it was, go back to the week before they traded for McCaffrey.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
They were 3-3. They just got smoked by Atlanta.
By the way, it's up there, right?
Yeah, one's doing nothing for you right now.
Well, then I'm not going to be able. You want to hold this up?
No. Sure. Toss it over here. then I drop it.
You just broke the ring.
It fell out.
The ring is solid steel. I thought it was going to be some.
What? Yeah, it fell off the.
No, that's fine. Yeah, no. It was on a handle. Here you go. JD's going to show you the rings you're getting at.
That's not right.
No, you're right. You're right. You were right.
Yep,
you were
camera
right.
A.
You were right.
Camera
yeah.
A.
He's going to keep. Now move it over. No. Other way. There you go. There you go.
There
you
go.
go.
There
There you go. Sorry, JD. There's the ring. There. All right. That's what you're getting tonight. I'm sorry.
So I was looking at mine.
Here, I'll take it. See if I can catch it. There you go. Bad hands? Did you have bad hands?
No, it fell out of the...
Bad pass.
No.
It wasn't a bad pass, but I went to catch it, and when I caught it, it fell out of the...
No,
it was two different pieces.
Yeah, no, I know. It wasn't
point guard,
broken.
Be better,
nothing was broken.
No, nothing was broken.
It just wasn't caught.
Right, but my point is, I didn't realize it was two... I was catching two things.
It is a replica.
So...
Yeah. Like there's somebody.
Matter. It's still a drop.
Do you want to? You want to? Even want to take a caller who's calling in as Guru, but not the Guru. We'll call. You know, I'll do it. Guru 2 from San Jose. What's up, man?
Yes, and by the way, my given name is Guru. I'm not a self-proclaimed Guru, so it's, I mean, shout out to my mom there.
Wow. Gutsy.
Anyway, yeah.
Gutsy.
I'm actually in the, yeah.
Well, hey, Guru.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about what you guys brought up in the previous segment, which is what would Giants fans prefer, right? Now, I've been a Giants fan since 2000. I saw the Bonds years. I saw the Tim Lincecum, Buster Posey, Brandon Crawford years, and now I'm seeing this. What Giants fans are really tired of is the spreadsheet nonsense where you don't know who's going to be in the lineup every day. And, we can talk about stories from the 107-win season with, the Lamont Wade Juniors and the Jason Bosslers, guys who came up, played their role, played a good game, even Talkman, right? But the problem is there's no one consistent that we can get behind. We would love to get behind a young guy. We would love to get behind like a Luciano or
Rocco, Joey Bart.
Or Joey Bart, yes. Yeah. But the problem is they keep going up and down, back to AAA, back to the Bigs, back to AAA because of the spreadsheet game that the Giants play. And I'm not for it or against it. I think in the regular season, you can play that way. Like the permutations are endless, but it gets tiresome. And that is the angst of the Giants fans. That's why we don't come to the games, because, quite frankly, we don't know who's going to be in the lineup. We would love to have young guys. Love the Lincecum years.
Thanks, Guru. Appreciate it.
Excellent call. That's something, and I think there was a texter that brought it up. That I think, is absolutely a massive part of this. They're fed up with the pitching changes and the platoons. And, Jock Peterson hit two home runs last night. He's not playing tonight. Why? Oh, because the other team's starting a lefty, and that means...
Wouldn't that be something that kind of only hardcore fans really care about? That's their style?
No, I think it's something that... I think it actually... Well, it's both. I think hardcore fans understand it better, but I think
yeah,
it...
Yeah, I'm not,
but
I'm not
that
saying
doesn't mean
it,
you like
I'm not
it.
Saying it right. I'm not saying it right.
I mean, an average fan showing up to the game is probably going to be curious, even if they're not paying attention in depth.
Why is Jock Peterson
not
playing? More annoying.
Okay, fair. Yeah, fair.
It's actually more annoying.
Yeah, I'm putting that in the big basket of kind of no stars.
Sure.
And
well, that's the thing.
That's
you sign Aaron Judge.
Of why
Aaron
they don't
Judge
have
ain't
any.
Platooning with anybody. Like, that's...
He struggles against righties
at times.
That's
part of it.
Pitch him high and tight.
Well, at least in 2023.
Pitch him high and tight.
By 2025,
he
might
nothing.
Be.
Beatable.
I'll tell you what. Here's the one thing I'm worried about with Judge. I'm worried that he might be gutless. Then what?
Why would you even say that?
Because I wanted to say that word, because it's fun.
Well, like Kawhi or Paul George?
What, JD?
Exactly. It's funny? That's exactly where my mind went.
To whom?
To Kawhi, Paul George. I swear to God, when you said gutless and you said I needed somebody to be able to say it, and my mind immediately went to the Clippers playing the Warriors tonight.
In case you don't know.
I'm going to get you all riled up.
You're starting to. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, they're not playing tonight for the Clippers. They don't feel like it. They're hurt. I don't want to say that.
See, I know because this is a short week for you, I know I can get you riled up. And it's 2:42, and then that's it. Next time you're back, you'll have goo. It's not like we got to do two more shows together this week.
That's true. Man, we didn't even get to some of the stuff I wanted to get to.
It's all going in the hopper for
Draymond Green.
Me and E on Friday.
Okay, I got distracted. God, there's these two things. This is one of those things. We talk about this a lot. I'll give you a little inside with me and JD. We've got three choices. We can finish strong with the Giants. We can talk about the Draymond Green / Warriors. There's, to us, something very interesting going on there. The Zach Wilson thing is interesting to me, with Robert Saleh benching Zach Wilson. Not playing well, but I'm imagining, I mean, what's going on in New York with the Jets right now is the equivalent of Trey Lance starting for the 49ers, not getting hurt. They're at 6-4, and Shanahan goes, "We're going to Jimmy Garoppolo at 6-4. There's been mixed results on Wilson, leadership in question, but they're still 6-4.
Sure.
Gutsy.
But it's 6-4 and falling. I think that's the one we omit. I think if we're looking at, like, you know, what's, like, one to talk about, one to think about, one to not, one to throw away.
That's the one to throw away?
I think
away?
That would be the one to throw away. I'm out.
Right.
I'm out.
All right. I'll we'll go to Jets. Number two. It's not about the Jets. It's about what? See? I'm going to let people in.
I'm joking around.
It's not about just the Jets, people. It's about, when do you make that move? When do you make it? We were talking about Klay Thompson. Could he possibly be taken out of the starting lineup? Well, he wasn't. But was there ever going to be a point when he was? Well, if there was, that's interesting to me. What was the decision about?
Well, that wasn't part of the setup.
We could get into Draymond Lee taking over for David Lee back in the day. Like, it happens. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And the text line saying, please tell us about Draymond Green. All right. This is Bob Myers. He was on our show. This is about Draymond Green.
I talked to Draymond the day before, and he said he was going to talk to the team. And I asked him what he was going to say. He told me. And I thought that was good. I think Draymond's been around the block long enough to know when that time should be. He thought it was the right time. He's pretty good at figuring that stuff out. I think he spoke for a while. And the important thing isn't what I think. It's how it lands with the players. And if they were saying it was effective, then it was. It's based on what I heard, seemed like it. But, again, that's a meeting. Now we got to do it on the court.
Don't you get it? Can't you put two and two together here? What's going on? Simple. You gotta go to A, then B, then C. Draymond Green punches Jordan Poole. He loses some clout in that locker room, and things get a little wonky for the Warriors, and they're struggling. Then they go to Phoenix. They got embarrassed in Phoenix. Draymond Green is in a space where he knows something's wrong. But he also knows he may have lost a little bit of juice. So he calls Bob Myers and says, "Hey, Bob, things are messed up right now. We got to figure this out." No, Bob Myers says, "I think you're right, Draymond. What do you think?" He's like, I want to talk to the team. And I want to have your blessing if I do that, because I know how things have changed around here in the last 2 or 3 months. Okay, what are you going to say? I'm going to say this, that, and the other thing. Well, those are good things to say. Have at it. So Draymond Green, to me, essentially, by calling Myers, acknowledged a drop in his status and stature, but also looking for Bob Myers to give him the go-ahead to try to get it back, starting with this team meeting. That's what's going on, I believe.
Yeah, and it appears as if what Draymond Green had to say, to go back to what Bob Myers had just said in the clip that we played, it seems like it's resonated with Klay Thompson, because
right.
I think a big part of that meeting was, Klay, take better shots. Klay, focus on the team and not yourself. Klay, you're plenty good enough when you play a certain way. And Klay Thompson has since acknowledged the fact that he maybe made the adjustment because of what was said by Draymond Green.
And I think Draymond Green is smart enough to know that the only sliver of a chance that it works He had to start that meeting with another mea culpa about what he did to Jordan Poole. Because that's, to me, how it would work. He could say, you know what, I made a big mistake. And even at the time, I didn't realize how big of a mistake it was. And I got our season off on the wrong foot and take full responsibility for it. But then he says, you know, but my problem's my problem. I got to do that. But we got others. Clay, you got to start taking better shots. Jordan Poole, get in the game. Jordan, get in the game.
Right.
Hey, Kuminga and Wiseman, you don't want to play here? Hit the pike. We're champions here. We bring champions here.
If you're getting 6 minutes a half, you better play your rear end off in those 6 minutes.
There's only one guy he probably didn't say anything to, too. Looney and Curry. He might even said something to Wiggins. Wiggins, you're one of us now, man. Come on. I think that's... I mean, it's a hunch, but I think that's what's going on with the Warriors. And maybe that was the first step toward getting this thing together.
Could very well be, and I think it would be a much needed step as far as Draymond just being a part of things again, because we all cast aside like he was just done. Like his voice right. carries no weight anymore. And that's one of the reasons why this thing has fractured to a point where they maybe can't get it back.
Let me ask you this, because, okay, that's the narrative now. Draymond was a leader. He punched Poole. He became less of a leader. And now he's getting his voice back.
Sure.
Like, part of me doesn't believe that. I mean, part of me believes part of it, but it's not that cut and dry.
No.
Because my feeling is, can you get leadership back?
Like, I think you can.
Can you?
Yeah, I think you can. I think you can. But it's all about how you go about doing it. And does the team need it, I think, is the other part. Like, I think you could make the case that the Warriors have found themselves in a position where some of why they're playing the way they're playing is the fact that Draymond was not able to be himself or didn't feel he could because of his own, you know, because of what he did. And so now if Draymond's getting closer to being himself, the team is getting closer to functioning the way they need to function to be successful.
That's an interesting point. I didn't think about that. It's kind of chicken and the egg thing.
Like maybe part of the reason why the Warriors were not playing great was because Draymond hasn't been as demonstratively engaged with his teammates. Not like he's going to hit them or anything like that, but he's felt, hey, I got to take 5 steps back because of what happened, and you know, he's a little uncomfortable.
Can I take it a step further?
Sure.
And it's not a big deal. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I bet there was some kind of guarantee that Draymond's not going anywhere this year. Believe it or not. Because I think Draymond also sought out Meyer's approval and was also looking for confirmation. Look, if I do this, don't move me in 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Sure. Let me try to get back into this locker room. Like, if you're telling me I'm not part of the future, Bob, then F this, I ain't saying anything. I don't need it, but
I don't think that was necessary.
I don't think it was necessary, but I do think Draymond is definitely going to be a part of the rest of this year.
No doubt.
Like, and I don't know, like more so. Right. Draymond is absolutely clever enough to navigate getting his clout back as well as making up with Poole in his own way. And I think Curry had a lot to do with that actually happening. Okay. I was just asking.
Everything you read was Curry and Iguodala, Curry and Iguodala, Curry and Iguodala. As far as trying to mend it.
No, and that's why that's why Andre Iguodala is so important to this team. It's why, even if he doesn't play, he's as important as Steph Curry.
I'll be there when I be there.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Andre Iguodala.
I mean, I eye roll at Iguodala, but I'm not eye rolling on that one.
What do you eye roll for?
Is he played? Is he on the team?
He's hurt.
Has he played yet?
Oh, you kick guys who are injury prone?
Stop it.
What, you couldn't call him street clothes?
It's injury management. It's a ramp up.
How much we got?
It's a ramp.
JD's starting to annoy me.
Iguodala's on the Paul George Kawhi plan is what it is.
Believe it or not, you're like 2 minutes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. JD coming at you at 6 o'clock tonight with Warriors Live. Golden State Warriors against the LA Clippers. Then Utah comes in on Friday. Then they go on the road against Minnesota and Dallas.
What will you look for tonight?
What will I look for? Warriors, this is a win. This is, you know what? This is a legacy game tonight.
Oh, my God.
The Warriors have to win this game tonight. Here's what changed with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George being out of the game. There was actually room before they were eliminated for the possibility of playing where I could see a scenario where the Clippers win the game, but there are still positive things. Okay, the Warriors, they're starting to figure some stuff out, like even in a loss.
Sure.
No excuses tonight.
Now it's the opposite.
Warriors lose tonight. They're not making the playoffs.
If they can't
beat the Clippers tonight, we might want to start penciling in 35 and 57.
47. Yeah, they should win tonight. I think you've got in a way a better chance of maybe them not playing as good a game, but you still got to win.
You have to.
Tonight feels like
115-92.
Yeah, no, I was going to say like 115-103.
How much time?
30 seconds.
Oh, okay. All right, 30 seconds. We got Damon Bruce and Allen Styles make fights.
Yes, sir.
God, give me a 4 for that going into that turkey weekend.
3.5.
Three and a half minutes?
Best side.
What?
Thanksgiving. I know you're doing solo. What's the best side?
I'm
mashed potatoes.
I'm having
10 seconds
leftover
here.
Chinese. Maybe make a frozen pizza.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to San Tung tonight.
All right. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.